The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Enjoy this encore presentation.
Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Thanks for tuning in and joining us this morning, waking up, getting that cup of coffee, or you're on your way to work right now. So good morning. Be careful out there if you're driving. Today, the 19th of November, 7:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Buford has just made his appearance. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
You getting excited?
Yeah, I'm tired. I barely slept last night.
Yeah,
I had a lot of packing and stuff to do. So.
Oh, you're still packing, huh?
Well, I'm basically done.
Yeah. Now. Ben's on his way home for Thanksgiving with his family back in Ohio. So, but you can sleep on the plane.
Yeah.
Do you ever sleep on the plane?
I do sometimes. It's kind of hard.
Did you travel during COVID at all?
I don't think they made you
wear your mask.
I didn't fly anywhere during COVID. Yeah. I actually drove.
Well, we flew during COVID. Went back to some friends and I went back to Wisconsin and do some pheasant hunting, and we had to wear a mask. Well, one of the guys I was traveling with had his mask on. He was asleep, and the mask had pulled down.
Oh man!
Not a lot, but you know, it went below his nose. And the airline attendant says, could you wake him up and tell him to pull his mask up? And I said, no way am I going to wake this guy up. You wake him up. And she did. Woke him up and said, sir, you're going to have to pull your mask up. And Seth, being the gentleman that he is, he looks at her.
They got it with Seth.
And
not some of the others you were traveling with. The bear would have been poked.
And he pulls it up and goes back to sleep again. And it was just, you know, that's where we were.
Yeah.
Think of this.
Yeah.
5 years ago, that's where we were.
Yeah.
We definitely had the mask
anyway,
police.
What's our national day today?
Well, we have it's National Play Monopoly Day.
Okay.
I don't think my parents would like that. Me and my sister gotten a lot of heated arguments playing Monopoly growing up. So that game's not allowed in our house anymore.
Really?
Well, that's because your children or your parents who you love and adore, they will put you, they will bankrupt you in a second and laugh at you. There.
Yeah.
You know how you get even, right?
Huh.
No, you take those little houses that are on Park Street.
Yeah.
When you get a hotel in there, and then if you're a child, you can eat them. So, no, you have no hotel. Good. I just ate them. Anyway.
Oh, boy. That's a visual.
Okay, what's the other one?
It's National Carbonated Beverage with Caffeine Day.
Oh, okay. That's just what we need.
Yep.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right, give you an update of the weather. Good morning. How are you today? Look, if you look outside, be ready for some slicker weather. Rainbow. It was beautiful the other day. It rained so hard and the rainbow was out. I was out in Tierra Oaks and it was just the most brilliant rainbow. Maybe some of that in the area, but we're going to have around 55 today, showers through tonight as well. Even though it's media night, we're going to be at Garden of Lights. We come rain or shine, and so do they. So if the volunteers can be out there for Garden of Lights, so can we. Tonight, showers at 47. It's mostly between at 10 a.m. So tonight, there could be showers. Thursday calls for chance of showers at 58, mostly clear. On Thursday night now with 45. Friday calls for a sunny day, 67, mostly clear skies Friday night with overnight lows of 46. And Saturday, 70. And Sunday calls for 67. So we just have a couple more days to get through before with some rain. And it looks like we're going to have a beautiful weekend ahead of us. The weather is brought to you by our friends at Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
And good morning.
Good morning.
You're all dressed up for the weather.
Well, I'm going to be doing horse chores.
Yeah, that's true.
And we've got tickets to give away, but we got a special guest in the house.
Jordan Valenzuela.
Yes.
How close?
Good morning, Jordan.
Was it close?
Valenzuela? You were right on the money. Jordan Valenzuela.
Okay.
It just goes to show that you can walk in the door have an interesting story, and get on the air the next day. That yes. doesn't happen rarely, but it did happen in your case.
I had some openings this week, you know, and there's some, we'll go through 3 weeks of a month, and there will not be one spot to stuff somebody into. I mean, I have to move things around, and but sometimes we've got like 7 o'clock.
You have to believe. You have to believe, and you have to have confidence, so, such as yourself, that you could pick up the phone. You just happen to have a come on in, and gee, you got a great story. So I'm sure our listeners would be very, very interested in what you do. And so tell us about yourself.
So I'm Jordan Valenzuela. I own Elemental Fairy Entertainment. I am the owner and the agent, although you will catch me performing sometimes because as I manage things and the performers, I'm incognito. So I may be hula hooping around, but I'm not actually the performer. I'm just going around saying, hey, do you want water? Or, hey, are you at the right spot? You know, like kind of, you will never know what's going wrong because I'm over there entertaining and also fixing things. So, cause a show, I'm sure as you know, never goes exactly as planned, but whenever you watch us and our interactive experience, it goes really, really well because, I make it, seamless.
And so, you're dealing with animals and people.
You know, we are getting into the horse region, so we have primarily been more Cirque in the past. So we're hoping to get into the rodeo season, and I have my children that have been starting on their aerial journey, and I did have them sign up for a circus school camp thing, and that was out in Arkansas. But it got canceled last minute. That's where they were supposed to learn trick horse riding. And okay. So not yet. But I do have some people out in Las Vegas that I'm hoping to bring into the Northern California region.
Well, you've been – tell us, are you a Redding native?
I am, 4 generations. So,
okay.
Yeah.
You ran for city council.
I did about 3-4 years ago, I think four years now.
Did you get the political stuff out of your bloodstream?
Well, I decided, you know, then was not my time, and that if there is a political avenue for me in the future, it will all be laid out for me. And if I don't need to get into a political office in order to be involved in politics.
No,
so if I need,
you don't.
Yeah, I'll just go to be involved in my community events, city council meetings, and I can have a voice, kind of like Jake Mangus. So I really look up to him.
Jake's good people.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good people in this town.
Jake and Mike, the team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That are involved, but they're not politicians.
Right.
Todd Jones.
Angel work. They do a lot of angel
Chamber
work.
Chamber of Commerce. You've got
amazing people.
Yeah. Just a number of people that are out there helping. Jordan, we're going to take a quick break and we're going to come back and talk about, you came in to talk about rodeo. Rodeo is huge here in Redding, as you know. And how you got involved in that. And then the acts you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an intricate part of the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Giorgio Romeo boots at just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at grangecoop.com.
Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
KTNR, oh my gosh, we got a busy morning here. We're so excited to have you with us this morning on this beautiful rainy day with 55 degrees will be our high today, and it is raining today, so be prepared when you leave your house. Welcome to our show this morning, KTNR Free Fire Radio.
And before we get back to our guest, don't you have something?
Yes, I do. I have two Garden of Lights. We're going to be going to media night tonight, so that's when they bring all the media in to look at what they've done, and we'll be reporting on that tomorrow morning, of course. Be doing some live Facebooks tonight. But I'm going to be giving away two tickets, so stand by. Our producer will be waiting for your call. This is for the 6th annual Redding Garden of Lights, and these are for any night. They're golden tickets.
Any night except
New Year's Eve.
It goes
from November 21st to January 4th, and these are for two tickets any time. So there you go. I think the phone's ringing already, and we'll have those at 1326 Market Street for you to pick up today, whoever's calling in. Of course, Ben will take your name and phone number. We'll announce your name on the air.
Okay. Our guest today is Jordan Valenzuela, who heads up the CEO of Elemental Ferry. And by the way, if the phone is ringing and nobody's answering, it's because Ben has already picked up one of the other 100 lines that we have coming into the station and is talking to the probably the winner. So, if it hasn't been answered after like three or four rings, it's not going to be until he gets finished with the first one. So, Jordan has Elemental Ferry, and this is a production company, but you're also a talent agent, right?
Yes. So I have produced one show over at, I'm blanking on the name right now. Nancy's Place, Axiom.
Axiom Theater, okay.
Yes, that was a few years ago, and I'm very proud of that, but boy, was it a lot of effort. Oh my goodness. And, I put on a few festivals, over at Riverfront Park by Sundial Bridge, and then I moved it on over to the baseball place,
Tiger Field?
Yes, Tiger Field. And so we had about three festivals, but I'm not necessarily the biggest investor in town. So I learned a lot about investing, and I decided to pivot my business, as I'm a very good pivoter. And I work with a lot of nonprofits now and community events. So you'll see us around town a lot because we just let people run their events and then they can hire us. I will be in charge of the entertainment. I'll find out whatever you want as far as entertainment at your event or party. And that's kind of how we do things right now.
Okay. So how'd you get involved with the rodeo stuff?
Because we are big rodeo fans. We love the rodeo. I have been every year. I like to take my daughter now, and I try to take my son, but he gets a little overstimulated, so he has a couple years, I think, left until we whatever the word is, but, you know, get him into the rodeo scene. But as far as me and Annabelle, we have a fun time. We dress up in our cowboy hats and our boots and everything. And so as far as being an agent and trying to get into the rodeo scene, I've worked with the Asphalt Cowboys a lot.
Uh-huh.
And so we've been at many of their pancake breakfasts. And then last year, I believe it was, and the year before, I think, we were involved in the kickoff, the street dance. And so we had stilt walkers that were blowing
cool
bubbles for all the kids. We're a very family-friendly company. And so, we have a lot of fun with that. We also were at the Firecracker 5K, and I put up my big aerial silk rig. It's about 20 feet high. It can also go down lower and everything. But we've been there for about 4 or 5 years.
What's
as well
a silk rig?
It, you know the girls that get, they have silks that
yes
come down from the ceiling,
yes,
and they get all wrapped up and they do drops and
right
everything. Yeah, so Cirque du Soleil kind of stuff.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we
wow
do that. We do fire dancing. We have mermaids. But our biggest one lately has been stilt walkers. And you can see us in the Reading Lighted Parade coming up on the 6th, as well as actually in Anderson for their parade. And it's going to be some elves.
Yeah. People can just get a hold of you and say, hey, you know, we're having this party. I'd sure like to have a stilt walker.
Or
yeah
an event.
Yeah, or kids, you know, a kid's birthday mm-hmm party or something. You have stilt walkers handing out.
Very colorful. Sounds very colorful, and I love Cirque du Soleil. Big
oh
fans.
Yes.
Big fans. So it's always great to have layers, and you're providing, like, a visual with lots of layers.
Exactly, and they're a great picture opportunity experience.
Right.
And then they also get involved. Like, I just did a stilt walking event, even though I say I'm only the agent. I get pulled in all the time. And I have such fun. Like, whenever the kids are wearing costumes, I'm like, oh, what's your costume? And I get involved with them. We really like to make it an interactive experience.
Now, let's get into the trick riders.
Yes, so we have a Gladius show that is one of our clients, and so I've been working with them. They're in North Las Vegas. They have their own ranch, and so their specialty act is on Clydesdale horses,
uh-huh,
and they do acrobatics, they do fire, they do all these different, they do aerial on horses and everything. Like, they have contraptions that are just amazing, and so when I found them, what I do is I research things, and I network, and then I just make the connection, and I ask questions, and that's basically how I work. That's the agent role that I take on, is you dream it, I go out and find it, and then I make it a part of it. And whenever I saw that, I had to capture it for the North State, and so I am trying to get them in the North State since they have such a wonderful specialty act.
Well, we've had, at the Reading Rodeo, we had 2 years, I think 2 years in a row, we had the horseback riding, you know, the trick acts, and all the rodeos change out their acts, their specialty acts as it goes through. But we were talking to Jordan yesterday about down at the NFR, mm-hmm, where they have the big vendors area there, but they sell that out real quick. So
right
it's just something for the future to take a look at. So you want to get involved with community events, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I've always been involved in the community events for about 11 years now.
So what do you where do you find your the people, or where do you find your entertainers at?
Well, that's my secret. Otherwise, everyone could do it. But no, a lot of it is on social media. I just scroll around, and whenever I find someone who has a really, really good talent, sometimes I'll just reach out to them that way. But I also have been to Costa Rica a few times and made connections with people in Las Vegas through a retreat called Cirque Traincation. Tammy Firefly is someone who has been on America's Got Talent, and she does this amazing aerial fire act, and she just travels internationally. And then from there, she's the one who puts it on, and she had a bunch of different performers from all over the nation, and they travel internationally. So I just got background information. I got a lot of connections, and I've pulled people up from LA and had like traveling teachers and performers and everything that I've brought here to Reading, but I'm trying to make sure to integrate it into the Reading performers, because I really have a passion for locals and the local community. Yes, I could go away to Vegas. Yes, I could go away to Reno or whatever, but I want to stay here. I want to promote the performances and the career path for local performers. I don't want our kids moving away to go to Vegas. You know, I want them to stay here and know that there is a career opportunity and they actually can make a living off of this.
That's an interesting point, is, you know, a lot of people, hon, and I could be wrong about this, but we have wonderful performers, but it's a side gig, because it's difficult here
to make
in
a
town.
Living. It's difficult to make a living, but once you get on the circuit, it's like anything else. Like, you just have to hone your skill. Learn another skill that maybe makes you unique, mm-hmm. and then just get into the circuit, audition, be out there, get to know people like yourself that can plug you in, because it really is, and I can't explain this enough because I've been in the business, is all about the hustle.
Yes, definitely.
And so that's what I respect about you being on here today.
Thank you.
You just
so
made
much.
A call yesterday and there happened to be an opening.
Yep, I
that's how it happens. You gotta knock on that door. If you don't knock on that door,
it's not
gonna happen.
I thought it was the only way to get her out of the office was, hey, you gonna come on tomorrow? Because I have things to do, Jordan. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, you can see we're getting ready to go to the NFR, and so I encourage you next year at the NFR. This is your year to, like, as you're accumulating and gathering, and we know what it is, like just getting the backdrop and all that stuff. Because they do have a trade fair up at the where all of the specialty acts, people who are MCs, up at South Point Arena, up on the top, and they do that for what? The whole week of the convention, which starts on,
well, you know, I'm not sure. I don't think they open up the vendors area till like Wednesday or Thursday, because we always run into Ruth there.
Right.
And I think they don't do it for until the rodeo it opens up, but I could be wrong. It could be the day before. Now, the one-armed bandit.
Right.
Who's been around, it was the first time he appeared at a rodeo and got paid for it was right here in Reading back in like 86 or so, I don't know.
By Balma.
And, by Sheriff Balma. Yeah, it is a great story.
We'll probably interview him again if we can get him.
Where he goes to the bar downstairs.
That's his office.
In the South Point. He lines up 10 Bloody Marys and signs act, you know, he signs up
contracts for the year.
For the
oh
year,
my goodness.
And that's how he does it. And
what a great write-off.
It is.
He's a trip.
And so
infectious.
But being there, if nothing else, if you can't get into the vendor spot, but to go in there and see how it's all set
right.
up and start talking to people.
Right.
Is
gather info.
Is the way to do it, because there's specialty acts.
Maybe you
everything.
Can book them.
Yeah, anything you can imagine.
I have already looked up flights.
Yeah.
So he almost talked me into it yesterday. I'm trying to pay for
I'm
myself.
Just saying, if it's something that you want to do, you want to get involved in rodeo, and you want to be the agent for these different acts
mm-hmm.
up here in Northern mm-hmm. California, I mean, you could look at the six-pack rodeo and all of these, you know, six rodeos around here. You know, Red Bluff, Redding, Salinas, Solos. And I think Reno, too. So what I'm saying is that you want to do something like this and you want to get involved besides all the other things you've got going, Stilt Walkers and Silk, the mm-hmm. Silk Show and all that. That would be a place to start, I think.
Well, I got to take advice from the best.
Well,
we really appreciate you, your chutzpah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, Jordan Venezuela, Elemental Fairy. Now, if people want to get a hold of you, Stilt Walkers or any other acts you have, like for birthday parties or events, you know, that are going on, how do they do that?
So the best way would be to go to our website, www.efepresents.com, or email me at efepresents@gmail.com. Had to think about that for a second. But yes, there's a place where you can check out all of our photos and what we've done, what we specialize in, and then also to contact us. And then email is also a good thing. So www.efepresents.com.
Yeah, efepresents@gmail.com or efepresents.com is the website.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan, thanks a lot for joining us this morning.
Yes, thank you. You guys have a great day.
You too. Okay. Hey, Brian won the tickets to the Garden of Lights, and you can pick them up right here, buddy, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Celebrate Thanksgiving at Black Bear Diner. Skip the hassle and let us cook for you. Enjoy home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham with all the trimmings. Join us Thanksgiving Day for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Make your holidays special at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Take it easy. Take it.
but the sound of your own wheels drives you crazy.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Worth. What can I say? The Windshield Whisperer. He's been doing this for, gosh, now on to 30 years. Been through all of the schools. Honor graduate, many of them. If they have honor graduates, he would have been. Hey, he fixes everything from chips to cracks up to 2 feet in length. Now, a chip, you may say, well, that's not that important. But if it's deep enough, and with the weather changing, and you get water in it, and it's freezing out there, it could crack your windshield. And you don't want that. So get that chip fixed. Or if it's a crack, and you can get that fixed. He fixed a crack that you couldn't see. It was 18 years I had that truck, and you still couldn't see that crack that he had fixed. That's the kind of work that Jeff Worst does. So if you're not sure, how about a free inspection and analysis? Car, truck, SUV, or RVs. Brings the vehicles into a climate-controlled area. It's not on the side of the road. No. Climate-controlled area puts this special magic mix on the crack or chip, and he fixes it, guarantees it. It don't get better than that. So bring your vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. Locally owned, locally operated, and very proudly a veteran-owned business. Okay. Gosh, lots of things going on around here with the Board of Supervisors and all this. The board approved a $2.2 million plan for a substance abuse residential treatment center. Now, as you know, there was something brought up earlier this month about a kind of a regional facility that would take care of not only Shasta County, but other counties in the north region. And the Board of Supervisors didn't go for that. But they went for a $2.2 million request from the opioid settlement money to bring in an almost $18 million state grant for the Substance Abuse Disorder Residential Treatment Facility. And Kevin Cry was on this morning explaining a little bit about it during the news with Sue. It's part of the mission's continuum following outreach into encampments, the Day Resource Center, and the treatment facility. Just let me say is that Jonathan Anderson, we're going to get Jonathan on here soon, and talk about Good News Rescue Mission. They take things seriously, including the safety of their staff. We were down there, talking and working with Good News Rescue Mission. And I tell you what, things that you would see, that you would say to yourself, this is strange, is not strange to them. They see it all the time, and they handle it so well. So now, this is a personal observation, and talking to their entire staff, which we did, what a bunch of dedicated people they have down there. This is not an easy job, my friends. This is not an easy job, what they do. And they just, I mean, their coolness under pressure, you know, is remarkable because there's always pressure down there. Anyway, they're going to, it says here, this is, once people are in a daycare center, they're getting used to the resources available. It could be something as simple as a low level behavioral health outpatient treatment, a host of resources. We then want to transition into what is phase two, which is an $18 million, 75-bed residential substance use disorder treatment facility. This is where people who are so highly addicted to opioids can now stay for 30, 60, or 90 days. And we are doing their medical supervision, the residential treatment, life skills. We're investing into them while they are going through medically assisted treatment. And Jonathan Anderson, that's from Jonathan. Now, from there, they would live in a sober living home before finding permanent housing. Everybody who spoke, okay, and this is a new one, too. Everyone that spoke at the Board of Supervisors supported the idea. Now, When's the last time everybody that spoke at the Board of Supervisors supported an idea? Well, everybody did. So this is going to be Shasta County. The money's going to go out to the Good News Rescue Mission, which, by the way, is right now expanding. They're bringing and making more housing that they bought, all in that one area that they're in, to be able to house people already. So I don't agree with everything the Board of Supervisors does, but this seems like it's going to be a big plus for our community. So I will give you a shout out, Board of Supervisors, and it was a unanimous vote. And again, Jonathan Anderson and the people down at Good News Rescue Mission. So I look at them as maybe the beginning of a big solution. Being able to take these people off the streets that you see walking around, shouting, obviously have problems.
Well, I'm going to bring up something, and then you can ask maybe either off the air or on the air to the sheriff.
Yeah, in fact, the sheriff's office is going to, it may be the sheriff himself.
Okay. So, you know, because throughout the day, you know, I see several different people and different environments. And yesterday I was with a special friend who knows of somebody who lives over there off of where the Good News Rescue Mission is.
Yeah.
And there was a letter that went out to some of the residents there off of River Ranch Road.
Now, this is the okay, you're talking about the sheriff's center for
and
prisoners.
And they sent a letter to a few of the residents there that this would be a top level. In other words, the last year they're in prison, they would build this property next to Haven Humane for people who were their last year in prison and then also have housing for them. And the residents are up in arms in that area. It's almost like not in my backyard.
Yeah, and it's the alternative custody campus where there's nobody staying there, but they are going to offer everything from a farm to culinary training and all this. All these people, I believe, are going to have, you know, they're going to be in home custody, and then they come to this every day to learn life skills and to transition back into society. Now, they're going to be, you know, picking these people. It's not going to be willy-nilly. They don't come out of prison. They're right here from Shasta County who've gotten in trouble. Now, I just saw today, and you just, you know, you haven't seen this yet, but you heard about it yesterday. There's people down there that are opposing it for a variety of reasons.
They're already hiring attorneys.
Yeah.
So the I just, you know, I'm not going to say any names, but they're in an uproar about it being in their backyard where they live.
Yeah, and they're afraid of the number of people that are going to be there. They're worried about making their neighborhood less safe, hurt property values, affecting water quality through pesticides that may be used at the farm. However, you know, most of those, you know, all those pesticides are safe. They're not the kind that you see out in the marijuana grows that will kill everything. But now with the, sheriff and the Board of Supervisors, they stopped the meeting, got together, and then brought them into a private meeting and to talk to them about this. This has been transparent way. Johnson's gone out, and there's been several meetings about this. But I think it finally impacted on everybody that said, well, I didn't know about that meeting, but this is what we look at, this is what we fear in our area. And a lot of those homes are right on the river that you're talking about.
Well, according to my source, a few letters went out, and then the neighborhood, it was shared quickly, and that's why they're in an uproar, because they never were notified. They were not notified.
Okay. Well, they've made their voices heard, so we'll see what happens in that next step. And I understand that. I mean, you're talking like about 100 people out there going through these programs. But if it's the sheriff, do you ask them, And I'm sure he will address this today, you know, when he, you know, if he's asked. But nobody wants our citizens to be put under duress. But we also have to take a look at what we're facing here in town. And if you can get 50 people trained, they get jobs, and they're on the, you know, they're not being arrested, or, you know, that is a step forward. However, you don't want to injure people who have been living there for 40 or 50 years.
Well, when you think of how you get on that frontage road, you know, when you go to Haven Humane, that means that would have to be, you know, if you're going to have 100 more, whatever it is, the traveling in and out, that means that road would have to be, you know, reconstructed. And not only that, is that why, I understand, why does it have to be in a residential area? Well, why can't they look at something like this out past Walmart in Anderson, in that area, up in the hills?
Well, that becomes Shasta County, and, well, it is Shasta County. Well, I don't know. But the one reason is it's in town. It's 90 acres the city owns out there. It's not on a 5-acre facility. There's 90 acres out there. But we'll talk. If it's the sheriff today, the sheriff today and ask him about it and let him address this. If it's the sheriff today. If not, we'll get him on and we can address this. And the people that are opposing it. Okay, hey, we got to take a break, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Absolutely. Going to go pick up my watches today. I had it dropped off a bag. You get batteries replaced and such. 2225 Hilltop Drive for all your jewelry needs. Go in and get your watch fixed or your battery repaired and see all the beautiful things that they have in there. And the holidays are coming, and they're going to be celebrating their,
33rd
or something like that, of how many years they've been in the business. 3 years consecutive. I think they're going on 4 years, best in the North State, and you'll know why when you go in there. That's 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry in Redding, California. We'll be right back.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment. Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soups, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Redding, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
It's the season of savings at Grange Co-op. Now through November 30th, score unbeatable deals on your favorite brands. Get select Georgia Romeo boots at just $55.99. Take 25% off Carhartt sweatshirts, 30% off all men's and women's jackets and vests, and 30% off Bogs boots. Plus, grab Yeti gear at the lowest prices of the season. Whether it's your farm, ranch, pets, garden, or gear, you'll find it all on sale now at Grange Co-op. 55 Lake Boulevard in Redding. Don't miss out. Shop in-store or online at grangecoop.com.
This Thanksgiving, bring home the flavors of family tradition and the spirit of togetherness. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we've got everything for your holiday feast. California-grown diesel turkeys, organic vegetables, fresh cranberries, stuffing, and all the trimmings. While you're here, shop for local treasures from the heart, like soy and beeswax candles, artisan jewelry, crystals, and more. Shop local, eat organic, and celebrate community. Orchard Nutrition Center, where holiday magic meets one-of-a-kind finds.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
One way or another, I wanna find ya. I wanna get tricky.
One way. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Interesting video went out from six Congress people. All either former military or they worked for the CIA or something like that. And they told our military, essentially, no, don't obey an unlawful order. And you're talking about Trump. You know, don't obey an unlawful order. You've got to stand up and not obey unlawful orders. Well, it's ridiculous, first of all. I mean, because when you're in the military, when you take your oath, it says, I will obey the lawful orders of those appointed above me, over me. I will obey the lawful orders of those appointed over me. It doesn't say anything about not obeying unlawful orders because you already have taken an oath not to obey those. If it's an unlawful order, you don't. There is no reason to obey that order. And so this kind of thing, putting it out, if anything, I don't understand the reason behind it except, you know, they hate Trump. They don't. they hate the idea that he's blowing up narcotics boats. They hate the fact that he's putting troops into cities to help restore order. They hate the fact that they're arresting all the illegals. They just hate Trump, period. Okay? But to put out that video, some people are saying, oh, it's treasonous. No, it's not treasonous because they're just saying, obey the lawful orders. Well, we've already taken that oath. And if you're in the military, you should understand that. You should go back and look at that oath because if somebody says, okay, I want you to take your battalion and go to Redding, California, and instill martial law, that's not a lawful order. If there's no riots going on, there's nothing, go out and destroy that village. No, that's not a lawful order. I don't want to see anybody alive. No, that's not a lawful order. Orders that were given back in the 1800s and, during the Indian Wars, other types of wars, there were unlawful orders by today's standards that were given, and people carried out their orders. But I don't know of any officer, staff NCO, any well-trained military individual that would carry out an unlawful order. So I'm not sure where that even came from, except the fact, again, of course, they hate everything that Trump is doing. On a good news is Cascade Theater. A Cascade Christmas is coming back. It's got a new story. And it follows the misadventures of three elves who accidentally knock out Santa Claus and send his sleigh flying. The elves, along with Mrs. Claus, Santa's granddaughter Holly, and her friend Robin, embark on a quest to find Santa. Anyway, that's going to be November 21st through the 23rd and November 28th through the 30th. If you haven't seen one of these, have you ever been down there, Ben? Ever see a Cascade Christmas?
I have not.
Ben. Maybe we'll make it a group show. We'll all go down and watch it.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, there's you know, like 50, 60 people in the cast, a bunch of kids, you know, elves, reindeer, Santa, Mrs. Santa, the whole gang. And this is written every year. It's a new one, and now that they've come out, and it's written right here by locals, and it's got songs, dancing, and all these things. So it's worth going to see. It's another,
sounds like it.
It's another kind of tradition that, you know, that people go to and see it. It's open for four nights. What did I say? November 21st through the 23rd and November 28th through the 30th. And it's a good time. It's really a great thing for kids and grandkids and for people who just like to kick back. And I have to worry, what did that mean? Have you ever finished a movie, watching a movie, and you're sitting there? And as you're leaving the theater or you're in your house watching it, do you ever get that? What did that mean?
Yeah.
Or what does that ending mean? You know, did it end? Is that it? Or is this, you know, they're pushing for a sequel? Or is it just like, I just totally missed part of this? Did I fall asleep during the movie and I just missed parts of it? I've seen movies like that, and they're not enjoyable. Yeah. So kind of stick to ones. Yeah, you know, I'm not crazy about the spandex action movies. And yes, I'm probably, and I'm one of the fewer people that enjoyed Horizon by Kevin Costner. I enjoyed that movie because, and oh, it was slow. No, it was like a throwback from the 30s and 40s where they developed the characters in it. Because, you know, he had this, you know, this maybe delusions of grandeur, but he wanted to have this three-part movie about a town, Horizon. And so the first one was kind of introduce everybody and set everything up for the next two versions, or the next two iterations. So I think the second one's going to be released next year, and I don't know if there'll ever be a third one. Because, truthfully, it did not do well at the box office. Then it went on to the streaming services, and hopefully they made their money back on it. Because Costner put a whole buttload of money into that one. What else we have going on? You know what? We've got the Christmas tree lighting's coming up. The Christmas parade's coming up. November is blowing through here so fast. Next week, of course, is Thanksgiving. Next Thursday. So we're going to be playing the best of on Thanksgiving Thursday and Friday. Blake Fisher will be sitting in for us Tuesday and Wednesday. The next week he'll be in here Monday and Tuesday, and then we're broadcasting from the National Final for Rodeo. A big shout out to our sponsors, Wind River Resort and Casino, Redding Rancheria, Redding Chamber of Commerce, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Jones Fort. Yeah, Jones Fort is big in the rodeo, too. Those are our five sponsors that we have that will be bringing you all the NFR action and all the people that we're going to be interviewing. Everybody from the president of the PRCA, Tom Glaus, his operations officer, people from South Point Hotel. And when we start broadcasting, we'll be talking about South Point. I don't know if we'll do this again. I mean, this is 4 years, and it's been a lot of fun. But and obviously, our community backs it by sponsoring us on this. But we take the truck because we're carrying so much equipment with us. You know, banners and tablecloths. But South Point takes care of tables and chairs, and they give us a dedicated drop and a spot to be there. And they are really, really nice to us. there. So I can't say enough about them, too. Okay, we're going to take a break from for the news. And when we come back, Sheriff Michael Johnson is going to join us. So we'll be right back after the news.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta.